Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. As you know, I don't have my intro music tonight. I'm working on trying to change it up if possible. I'm hoping you guys are having a great week. It is almost over. This is Chocolate Lady 64, and I'm here on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm glad to see that we have good weather here, that we have so much going on right now. Man, if so many different things are going on. I just got through listening to Blog Talk Radio. I think it was Harlem Talk. Awesome. Really, really, I love to hear New Yorkers talk. They have a special way of talking. That accent comes out, and I love it. As you know, my time has changed on here. I'm on now for 1 hour and a half. I went from 60 to 90 minutes, so I'm hoping and praying that everything goes well and that we can have a good hour and a half. As you know, tonight my show is going to be about what you are wearing. And it's fashion, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I think either with this week or last week was Fashion Week. I was watching QVC or HSN, and they were showing all the different outfits and stuff. They had a couple of the stars on there talking about the outfits, too. So I thought that was very, very interesting. I just started another radio show, internet radio show. It's 1,000 mics, and on there my station or my channel is Cafe 2020, and it comes on Wednesdays at 6:30. So I said, you know what, I had a little extra time. I said, I need to fulfill my time because, you know what, idle minds and idle hands can get you into some serious trouble. So that's why I came up with the idea of having another show. On that show, you'll see a different side of me, hopefully. On this show, I'm more about business and taking care of stuff and, you know, getting the information I need to get out to you guys. On that show, I'll probably be doing a lot of yapping, talking about a little bit of everything. Now, this story or this discussion started, I was asking my sister, I was talking to my sister, and she was like, I said, you know what, I got to figure out what I want to talk about for Thursday's show on Blog Talk Radio. So she says, why don't you talk about what people wear? And I was like, I never thought about that. I think that would be a good subject. Let's talk about it. I'm not going to do a lot of reading and informational because I think I want to be a little candid and straightforward with you guys on here. Oh, I want to tell you something else before we even get started with that. Let's see what my schedule is filled with. Next Thursday at 8 o'clock on my Blog Talk Radio channel, Chocolate Lady 64, I will be interviewing one of our mayor candidates for our area. His name is Jay Johnson, and very interesting guy, has a lot of good information, is very articulate, very knowledgeable about a lot of stuff. So I went to a forum, and I love going to those things. They actually had one tonight, and I missed it because this is priority. And I was listening to him when they weren't debating. They asked him, they had a panel, and the panel asked some questions, and I really liked his answers for the area we live in. We're what we call Central Louisiana, and to me it's nothing central about it because we really don't have anything to offer tourism, you know, so we don't have a good tourism base here. So he came up with some real good ideas on how to do that. And I thought, you know, he was talking about the eco-friendly and, you know, having a lot of stuff go green. And, you know, that kind of stuff is very interesting to me. So he was saying some stuff I like. So, and I met him at one of my NAACP meetings. And me and him have been talking back and forth. So finally I said, well, you know what, I would like to interview you. So he actually accepted my interview in his busy schedule. And I kind of stressed to him the time I come on and how long I stay on. And I said, if you got the time, I said, I'm quite sure the platform is there. We, you know, there's me and other people that would love to hear you. So next Thursday, same place, same bat channel. You guys be there, listen, call in, chat with him, ask him questions, because I'm quite sure not everything is about our area. You probably have answers to a lot of other questions. So I would like for you guys to call in at 347-677-1749. You can call here while we're on the air right now if you have any questions. Now, I am going to play a little music in between some of the stuff or our conversation or our discussion. Let's see here. I want to make sure I have everything set up for you guys before we start. Matter of fact, let's get a little music going right now. If I can get that done. It's amazing. You have all this and everything seems to want to work when it wants to work instead of working when you want it to work. Okay. In the meantime, weather was great. I was one of my Facebook friends put a clip on and sent us to a link about a shooting that happened today. I think it was in Dallas. And then another shooting that happened in Baltimore, Maryland at Johns Hopkins Hospital. I'm like, what in the world is going on? And I like to watch CNN all the time. So I'm like, what did I miss? Did I miss something? And today I was out and about, so I didn't get a chance to actually look at the news today. But I was like shocked to see those two incidents that happened. I don't know how the thing, I saw the video of the cop beating the guy who took off with the motorcycle or something. I saw some of that. But I don't know what the real story behind that, and I think they're wanting them to be fired or something, or criminal charges against them. I haven't looked deep into that, but I just saw that, and I was like, oh, my God, what is going on? You know, we hadn't had a spurt of violence like that in maybe a couple of weeks, I guess, because you always hear that, and, you know, news reporters are supposed to make every little story the, you know, to get us on sitting on our edge. That's their job, is to get us to sit on the edge of our seats and listen. But a lot of stuff that they talk about, you know, really to me is just a waste of TV time, but that's just my opinion. Okay. While rambling there, let's get some music on. Let me see if I can get us some music on. Get some music going here so that we can get in the mood of talking about clothes. What is the deal with our clothes? Why can't we find the right things to wear at the right time with the right person in the right atmosphere? Okay. Let's see what I think would be nice to hear. How about some Lucy Pearl? Anybody know who Lucy Pearl is? Let's see. Hold up.
Everywhere.
little Lucy Pearl. I bet you, do y'all know who that voice is? From Tony. I think he split off and made his own little group. Now he's back again, and he's by himself again. So, just to give you, get in the mood to talk about clothes, fashion. And first of all, and I know you read, first of all, let me give you my the call-in number if you have something to say, you have any comments on what I'm about to say. The call-in number is 347-677-1749. 347-677-1749, okay? Now, getting that out the way, let's talk about fashion. As you know, fashion goes back long, 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 long time ago, okay? It has a long history. So, now that we know all that, let's hit the present time. As you know, a lot of combination of different, the styles of different eras are slowly but surely are kind of mixing and mingling in and coming back. We have the 20s, the 30s, the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and 70s, and some of the 80s are kind of coming together and mixing and making their own individual styles with those years kind of all together. The combination of all those. Well, this is the problem I have. I don't mind the mixing and mingling of the styles because, you know what, I love stuff like that. But I would just love to say to some people, know your body type. Okay? Key number one, know your body type. Key number two, know what looks good and what looks bad on you. Okay? Now, let me say this. It's not about whether or not you care about what you wear, but you have to understand what you wear on the outside, the first impression, what they say, is the last impression. The way you carry yourself, the way you dress, has a lot to do with how people see you. And also you have to think if you're trying to wear clothes to be approachable or not approachable, okay? Now, knowing your body type. Now, if you know you have a pear shape, for one, you know you have a square shape or straight up and down, that's two. If you know you're kind of round, that's three. Square, triangle, what is the other one? I can't think of the other one. Short torso, long legs, you know, whatever. When you know you're one of these body types, study and find out what type of clothing looks good on you. Okay? First and foremost. It's not hard to do. They have all kinds of style magazines. They have all kinds of stuff you can find on the internet. They have all kinds of stuff you see on television because I watch those different shows all the time. And I learned from them, you know. Certain things you will not catch me in because I know my body type. I know what looks good on me. I'm sort of on, to me, to other people might not, but I'm on the heavy side. But I try not to wear stuff so that you can see that I'm really on the heavy side. Also, I'm what you call big-chested, I guess that's what you say. So I know to wear certain things that won't, you know, always, you know, I guess, how could you say that? I don't always try to wear things that make all that revealing, in other words. Okay, we talked about what type of, to make sure that you know your style. Know your style individually. Now, understand this. You can mix and match your style with other styles, but know what you look good in, not what you assume. But when you look in the mirror, it's something that you know that you can go out in the public and people won't look at you crazy. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Have your own style. Don't copy off of anybody. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Be a person who comes and be innovative. Just like an artist. If you have a creative, artsy type personality, you know how to be creative. I've seen some crazy things, materials, fabrics on some people, but whatever it is they've done to it, they can just throw it across their shoulders, and it looks so nice. So I'm not trying to say that you cannot find something, you know, just to throw something together because this is my style. I don't care what nobody say. Don't have that attitude. Don't have the attitude. Know what looks good on you. Not what you think looks good on you, but know what looks good on you. You know, because, you know, we look in the mirror and we put on an outfit. Oh, I look good. You bought it, first of all, because of the way it's made. You bought it because the colors, or you bought it for some particular reason. But it doesn't necessarily mean it's yours. You know what I'm saying? It's you, you know. That doesn't necessarily mean that. And women, and I'm going to say this about heavy women. We heavy women need to stop wearing things that are not for us, that are not age appropriate for us. I'm going to say it just like that. Just because my 21-year-old niece has on a cute little outfit, now mine, she might weigh 110 pounds, and I go in the store and I see that same outfit in my size, that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to look cute on me. It looks cute on her because it's made for her. I kind of get so upset with some of these stores that make stuff that young people, skinny people would wear for big people, because it don't all look. We have a store here that I stopped shopping in it because everything that skinny people wear, we just do not look good in it. I don't care how much you make it, we don't look good in it. And we need to not try to attempt to wear it. I'm just saying, know your body type. Know your measurements. Be very knowledgeable of what your measurements are. So when you do go pick out clothes, you know it looks good on you. Don't go buy something too big or too small for you. Buy something that you know that mix is your size. Get a size chart. You know, you can find those anywhere. You know, go on online, measure yourself, match it up. Sometimes they don't always be accurate, because I know a lot of them don't match up with my measurements. But I find something closer. I don't like clingy clothes too much, so I'm not going to go buy me something too small for me, and then it, you know, all of me showing, and I just don't feel comfortable like that. Some people do, but I don't feel comfortable like that. I'd rather be comfortable when I wear something, and I want to look nice and comfortable, you know. Even with shoes, let's talk about shoes. If the shoe does not fit, do not put your feet in the shoe. Find a shoe that fits your feet. You know, we in denial, like I know a lot of women that are in denial about their age. We're in denial about our foot size and our size of our clothes. I mean, we are in denial of it. Let it go. You can no longer wear those kind of things. Especially when you have, and I'm going to say it because this is my show, when you have a big stomach, you do not need clothes on that cling to you. Unless you wear a girdle, Body Magic, which I very much really, really love that. You may try it. Get you a Body Magic. Any type of thing that can hold in some of the extra pounds, wear it. I know it's uncomfortable, but if you want to wear that clingy stuff, wear something under it. Don't just wear it and your stomach is hanging out. Put something on that's going to make you look a little bit slimmer. And it makes the dresses, because, you know, knit dresses will, if they're made out of certain materials, knit dresses, or a design, will cling to you. So you don't want it to. And if it does cling, you want it to be able to look nice and smooth and lay against your body, you know, go with your body, you know, where it's all smooth and laid. Who cares if you got one on? It's the idea that it looks tacky when you don't wear one. When you don't push all of that in, it doesn't look good when all your rolls are just rolling and they keep rolling. I'm just saying it. Everybody don't want to look at that, you know. I'm serious. everybody does not want to look at all of that. So I really believe that you should take your time, go shopping. Oh, this is cute. And I see women do it all the time because I shop a lot. Oh, this is cute. And I'm just automatically looking at them, and they put up against them, and I'm like, no. But, you know, you don't know that person. You can't go up and say, excuse me, that's not you. You need to find someone else. Because we get so fascinated by the color. Now, we talked about knowing your size. We talked about knowing your measurements. We talked about knowing your style, your body type, knowing your shoe size. Be accurate with your shoe size. Because believe it or not, as you get older, your feet will change on you. Your feet will definitely change on you. I have what you call plantar fasciitis. And the problem is I have very painful heels. And mine comes from me being in the military, wearing those boots that have no support in them, marching, doing road marches, parades, standing for long periods of time in the heat with these boots on with no support. Well, my end result is that I have painful heels. So when I wear a high heel shoe, it takes away from the pain on my heel because my feet, I have an arch, so all the my weight is going forward, so it's not making my heel hurt as much. But if I stand for long periods of time, oh, my feet let me know. If I even sit for long periods of time where I haven't moved around my feet are hurt. So that's why it's so important for you to take care of your feet at when you're young. So when you get older, you don't have those problems. So this is all part of how you carry yourself, and the way you walk has a lot to do with it. But you have to understand, when you have a lot of extra weight on you, your walk changes. So does your feet. So does everything about you, your knees. Everything changes when you have a lot of extra or even a little extra weight. Your body changes because now it's straining itself to be able to maintain all this extra weight that you're carrying. Okay? Excuse me. Now, so that's why I said it's very important to wear shoes. Now, if you know you no longer can wear the skinny heels, the 4-inch heels, the 3-inch heels, find you a nice shoe, because there's not nothing wrong with having a sexy shoe on the 2-inch heel if you know where to find them at. I mean, shop around. You don't have to pick up the first cute pair of shoes you see, because the shoe has to fit you just like the clothes have to fit you. Has to be, excuse me, your style. And when you don't have your style, it does, the outfit doesn't go. You know, we, and I really believe we, all these new clothes out, they've gone to every length to get us to spend our money on clothes. I mean, they have. And they've come out with so many different styles and stuff. And I love that. But everything doesn't look good on us. Everything is not for us. Once you realize that everything is not for you, that you need to find your style, your individual style, I promise you, it's not going to be hard to find clothes. Sometimes I even make my clothes. I make my dresses sometimes. I'll make my skirt suits with the tops. I'll do that sometimes, every now and then. But overall, it's good to have your own style, your own way if you wear stuff, you know, because it's, don't, like I say, for instance, let's talk about a movie star. Everybody wants to be Beyonce. Everybody except me. I'm not a Beyonce fan. But everybody wants to be Beyonce. Everybody likes her style. Everybody wants to dress like her. Everybody wants to be. But you don't have a Beyonce. You don't have her shape. You don't have her look. You don't have her size. You know, you can't be her. I don't care how many clothes they make like her. It fits her. And if you don't look like her, or have her body type, it don't always look good on you. And I know she pushes her Darion fashion line. I've seen her stuff on there. But, I mean, certain things are just not for us. We have to settle and realize that a lot of stuff is not for us. We need to pick our own style, and it's not hard to do. It really isn't. Now, another thing, women. This is what kills me about women who are single. I'm going to say it again, who are single. For instance, I go to Walmart. Don't matter, early in the daytime, maybe at night, you know. Anytime I go to Walmart, why are there young women, not only teeny boppers, but young girls in their 20s, young women in their 30s, in there with those pajama pants on and a sleeveless T-shirt and your slippers? Please. Some of you literally look like you climbed out of bed, you got in the car, and needed to go to Walmart. Why? Then you wonder why you don't have a man. Well, there's a reason why. No matter what you are doing, no matter how you're doing it, women, young girls, stop wearing those pajama pants in public. They're pajamas. There's a reason why they're called pajamas, because they belong when you sleep. You put them on at nighttime when you sleep. And if you have to leave, if you have to leave the house at any time, keep a pair of jeans, plain ones, and a T-shirt somewhere. Because to me, jeans are like the easiest things you can put on. I think I got about 30 pair of jeans. Close to almost 30 pair of jeans. So when I know I'm not in the dress-up mode, I have my dress-up jeans, and I have my jeans I just throw on every now and then. Throw on a pair of jeans, put on some nice little sneakers or whatever, and a nice shirt. It could be a nice T-shirt, not no dirty shirt, no stained-up shirt, but a nice shirt. And at least put a brush in your hair. Wash your face. Make sure you brush your teeth, you know. You don't have to look all fancy and dressed to the nines, but at least look decent. I cannot stand to see you women walk in the doggone stores with doggone pajama pants on and a sleeveless shirt. That just burns me up, or those T-shirts. I just cannot stand that. Oh, he don't have to look at me. Well, I wouldn't look at you either if I was him. Look how you're dressed. Your hair all over your head. You still got crust in your eyes and around your mouth, but you're in the store in public. Come on, you know? And I cannot stand women, this is to the women, who walk around with hair rollers in your hair. What is the deal with that? Why do you have to come out the house with your hair in rollers? Take them out. Oh, I'm not looking for nobody. I'm married. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether you're married or not. When you walk out your door, look presentable. You can find a pair of jogging pants with a nice top. It's so many things we have in our closet that we can just slip on. A nice little dress. I just cannot stand to see a woman walk out the house with her daytime slippers or bedroom slippers on. Okay, if you want to put something on your feet, and I don't really approve of it, because sometimes I put them on myself, flip-flops. Stick on a pair of nice flip-flops. They have them now, you know. You don't have to have the dirty, dingy ones on. Find you a cute little pair of flip-flops. They're very cheap. Put them on with a pair of jeans, or even with a pair of slacks, if you're not planning on, you know, putting on the full clothing. I mean, you're not going nowhere fancy. Dress accordingly. Keep you a nice pair of clean sneakers, you know. When you get up, so you don't have to dig in your closet all the time, just have a pair of jeans and a nice top already waiting for you. So when you, if you do leave the house, hey, hold up, you guys. Let me put on, I have to put on me some jeans, and let me put on my shirt. I can't walk out the door looking crazy. You know, have pride in yourself. What has happened to the women? So many of you guys have no pride,
no self-esteem, not happy, you're miserable, and it shows by the way you carry yourself and how you dress. But then I see women do this. Now, you standing up there with your pajamas on, okay, and your bedroom slippers with the big bunnies on them and the bears on them, huge, big slippers, and you stand up there laughing at somebody else, and they fully dressed. What is the deal? Is it me? But see, I'll look at you and tell you, what are you wearing? I wouldn't walk out the house like that. You know, I don't care. I don't walk out my house to go to anywhere unless I've made sure that I look presentable, unless my house is on fire or an emergency. Now, you guys can call in at any time at 347-677-1749. If you have any comments, have anything you want to say, I'm here. Talk to me. Tell me if I'm wrong with what I'm saying. But it bothers me, and I cannot stand when a woman comes out the house with her house dress on. I just don't get that, you know. And I know back in the day, I remember back in the 50s and 60s, they used to take the house dress and put it on and go to the grocery store and buy the groceries and have their little purses on their arms and come back with the hair rolls in their head. Okay, those days are over with now. You know, because you never know who you're going to meet. You never know when you go places or when you go to out in the public, you see so many different people all over the place. You never know who you will meet. That's why I think women should pay more attention to how they look. Despite, I don't have nobody to get dressed. Get dressed up for yourself. It doesn't have to be for anybody else. Dress up for you. Whether you say, well, ain't nobody going to look at me but another woman. So what? Dress up for yourself. Have your own sense of style and carry yourself accordingly. You know, I can't stand, and I wish they would have never made them. It's some doggone short. They're not shorts. They call them short shorts, I guess. I don't know. Booty shorts. Why? If you weigh over 200 pounds, you have no right to be in a pair of booty shorts. I do not care if you weigh over 200 pounds. And you know what? They make booty shorts for women who are 1X, 2X, 3X, and 4X. I don't understand the concept. Why? Why? What is the concept of making shorts that short for women that big? And please, do not make me, do not get the impression that I'm talking about big women. Again, know your style. Know what looks good on you. Wake up call. Those booty shorts do not look good on every woman who picks up a pair and put them on. I wouldn't even allow my daughter to wear a pair of those booty shorts. That's how much I don't like them, okay? And I see these young girls with them on, and I'm sorry. If I didn't buy them, she's not wearing them, period. I just don't like them kind of shorts. It's not for everybody. You know, we, like I said, we want to mock our life behind Beyonce and Sierra and all these different stars. You see how little those women are? Not one of them women are big. They wear 90 pounds, 100 pounds, 110, 120, 115. These women weigh that much. They are not big women. So what in your mindset thinks that you look good in a pair of booty shorts that are for 1X, 2X, and 3X, 4X, and all up? No, it doesn't. And they make them, which is crazy. They make them. They make booty shorts and them little tight tops for women that weigh that wear that size. No, it doesn't look good. I don't care what nobody tells you. I don't care what you perceive in your mind. It does not look good on you. And I'm saying it like it is. It does not look good on you, period. So put that back. Put that back, okay, because it doesn't look good on you, okay? Please put it back. Those little tops that they make for little women
They make them for big women. They don't work. Absolutely not. They don't work. Now, flats, you can wear flats with everything when it comes to shoes. But make sure that flat fits your feet. You know, you don't want to be in a flat that's not, it doesn't fit your feet. You want to be in a shoe that's comfortable, especially when you have extra weight on you. You want a good shoe that fits you. It's not all about how it looks, the cuteness of the shoe. You want to get a shoe that's going to help you when you walk and when you stand for long periods of time, okay? I have cute shoes, I have ugly shoes, what I call ugly shoes. I have to wear them. If I have to wear them, I have to wear them. You know, put a cute outfit with it, they'll work. I have a pair of the brown Skechers, the shoe with the, what's the name, big hunk on the bottom of it, whatever that's called. I have a pair of those. I wear them with my jeans sometimes. I'll wear them with a cute brown skirt. I find something that'll match with it, and I'll put them on. I love them. Wouldn't change them for the world. But they're not no attractive shoe. But I'll wear them, you know. So you can find ways of making your outfits work. I love scarves. Everybody don't look good in scarves. I don't care how many they make. I don't care how many designs they make. Everybody don't look good in scarves. Certain people do. I'm not only talking about the ones you can hang around your neck. I'm talking about the ones you can put on your hair. You know, you wrap your hair in or put it to the side. It's a cute way of wearing your scarf, but it's not for everybody. Just like hairstyles are not for everybody. We have to know what type of hairstyle fits our face. Okay? Now, let me take a break right here and give you a little bit of some music here. Let's see. Let's play a little Patti LaBelle, Only If You. Only If You Knew. Just a second here.
Oh,
Patti LaBelle. Nobody can blow like Patti. Nobody can blow like Patti. That was If Only You Knew. So, how would you like for your man playing that music in the background, you walking up to him with your pajamas on? Come on. Come on. So that's why it's so important for you to look presentable no matter where you go, no matter who you're with. At least make sure you got your stuff together. You don't have to own no Gucci shoes, no Prada purse and all that to look nice. You can look nice with nice, casual, simple things. And your closet don't have to, your suits don't have to cost you $400 and $500. It's all about how you shop. You have to have a good sense of shopping. You have to know where, how far your dollar will stretch. You can take an outfit, and I've done it before. I've taken an outfit. I bought a short shirt, excuse me, for about $5. Buy a skirt. You can find a skirt on sale for maybe $5. You can take $15 and make a nice outfit with it if you know how. And then plus you have to think, you might buy one item and then you can go home and look in your closet and match that item with something you already have in your closet. It always happens. It's all about what your sense of taste is. And you girls, stop the ghetto stuff because it's not working. I'm just like, excuse me, and I'm going to say it like this. I am so appalled at some of the things that our young women and our older women are wearing. I mean, I have to take a double take on some of this stuff. I just do not think women should wear. We had a incident. We were in New York when I went to New York, and we were in this beauty salon waiting for my cousin to finish getting her hair clipped. And we were sitting there talking. Me and my sister was just talking. And this young girl, she had to be in her early 20s, she walked in to the shop, and I will not tell you a lie. She had a purple shirt on. Her belly was literally showing. The pants she had on was hanging down below. It's like we could see her crack, okay? I'm going to tell you like it is. And she walked in there like it wasn't nothing. And my sister was trying to tell me something, and we just so happened looked at her at the same time. Like everybody in the whole shop just stopped what they were doing because they just did not believe that this girl walked from her car or down the street, wherever she came from, and walked right into the shop dressed like this. And my sister, like, I just totally forgot what I wanted to say. She just caught us all off. And then she had the audacity to get smart. Why are you getting smart with us when you're the one who looks ridiculous? That's why I try to tell you young girls, having a smart mouth, it's not going to get you nowhere. You know, maybe some guys like that cute stuff, but you got to understand, you walked into somebody's business, and you walked in there looking like that. That was so disheartening to me. You know, and, of course, it was an African-American because I was in an African-American neighborhood, and she walked up in it, and that just, now just imagine if we were in Macy's or somewhere like that. Come on. You guys, get a grip. It goes for the other colors, too, the other races, too. Some of the stuff that they wear is not presentable. I live in the country, and you can't tell me that you can't find a pair of decent jeans. You can't walk in Walmart and say you can't find a decent top or a decent pair of pants. Don't necessarily have to be jeans. I mean, something nice to wear, you know. Sometimes I want to grab some of these girls and take them over there and actually dress them and then tell them, go ahead, now you can go shopping. Because it's so ridiculous to walk in there. Now, you know, you're trying to get that boy to look at you, but he sees the way you dress. You know, hey, if you're showing everything now, you're waking up, getting straight out the bed, so everything is showing. You're showing them everything now, you know, by the way you dress. So why should they be surprised when they get with you? You know what I'm saying? If they want to get with you. I know I wouldn't. If I know you got crust all over your eyes and your mouth and you ain't even washed your face, and then you think it's cute and funny. No, it's disgusting. And it's very non-hygienic to walk into a store where you haven't taken a shower, washed your butt, and you in there with your pajamas on and a T-shirt. That's disgusting. And I want you to stop me if you see me do some crazy stuff like that, which you won't, because I don't believe in leaving out my house with no pajamas on. I just don't do it. Gowns and all. You know, I had a friend of mine who was telling me that a girl walked in the store with a gown on. Come on, you guys. Come on, women. You wonder why you're single. And even when you're married, it don't matter. Even when you're married, you still should look presentable to your man. It ain't for nobody else, it's for him. You still need to look presentable. And he should be honest to tell you if something don't look right on you. When I ask my husband, honey, you like this? He'll tell me if something don't look good. And you know what? I go in there and take it off. But I try not to look because of what I do and the people that I'm around, I have to dress accordingly. Today I had a meeting. I have an upcoming fashion show that I'm doing with someone else. Today I don't feel like dressing up. So what I did was I found a pair of my jeans, nice pair of jeans, and a nice top that I bought when I was in Michigan for $10. And I put it on with a pair of earrings, because I always have my earrings on the majority of the time. I didn't even put my makeup on, but my face was nice and clean. I made sure I looked presentable no matter who I met today, that I was able to talk to them in a businesslike manner. And, you know, I knew how to conduct myself with what I wore. I knew it was a day that I didn't need to dress up. I have suits in my closet. I have pants and slacks and dresses, nice dresses that still have tags on them. But I know when to wear them. But if I'm not going, you know, to where I have to wear them, they sit in the closet until I'm ready. And I'm ready to buy some more because I love clothes. And I love shoes. So I know, and this is just me, it doesn't mean it's for everybody else. And I can guarantee you this. If I break down everything in my closet and how much it costs, you'd laugh. Because you know why? Because I know I can't afford to buy all these name brand things. And it doesn't bother me that I don't. I know how to shop smartly, and if the price is too high, it's going to sit on the rack till it go on sale. I believe in sales and clearance racks, and I can mix and match stuff. Not everybody can do that. Everybody doesn't have that sense of style, and that's why I keep pushing or keep reiterating that you know your style. You know, just because your friend wears something that's cute, it looks cute on her. I have a friend, she's what, 5'2"? She's shorter than me. She's built different than me. I can't go to the store and buy the same thing she buys. She wears some cute outfits. I can't go to the store. I have another friend the same way. She wears some cute outfits. I can't go get the same things because guess what? We're not built the same. And it won't look the same on me as it looks on her. You know, she knows her style. They know their style. So I can't, you know, all I can do is compliment them. Oh, I like that outfit. That's cute. You know, but as far as me trying to go dress like them, no, because my style is a lot different than theirs. Even though I like their outfit, doesn't mean that I have to go get it. You have people who have to have everything somebody else has or similar to it. Pick your own style, but make sure it fits your body type. Okay? I mean, I don't think I'm saying anything that's, you know, foreign to anybody, but know your style. Even when it comes to your hair, let's talk about the hair. And you guys already know I love wigs. I know what wigs look good on me, and I know which ones don't. And I'll tell anybody that. And because of my face, when I look at my face, I know what my face looks like. So I know what, just because it's a cute wig, oh, I like that style. I like that. Doesn't mean it's for you. Know your wigs. Know your wigs. Know your style. Know what looks good on you.
every wig that comes out does not look good on you because it's not for you. And it took me a while to learn all that, you know. And I had some wild color wigs. You know, I'm not talking about the purples and the greens and all that, but I've had colors that, you know, I put it against my skin and I'm like, uh-uh, that's not me. And some of them I wore anyway. But now I know certain colors don't look good on me. So, you know what? It's a trial and error thing. I don't buy them. The way a wig is shaped, the way it's styled, every wig that comes out don't look good on us. And we need to know our style. And you need to take care of it, just like you need to take care of your clothes. You need to take care of your shoes. You need to take care of your hairs or hair pieces. Your wigs, you need to take care of them, because if you don't take care of them, you spend the money to get it, and then you waste your money because you don't take care of it. And you wear it anyway, like I see a lot of women do, wear their wigs till you can't wear them no more. Stop it. Let it go. Throw the wig away and buy another one. Some wigs you can't rejuvenate or revive. Get a new one, just like with clothes. Some clothes you can't rejuvenate. Buy some more clothes. And I know it's not for everybody. You know, everybody can't afford to always go get new outfits every time. But take your time. Put your money together. Get you an outfit. And don't have friends that don't understand your situation. You know, just because they got this going on and they can afford to go here and buy this. You know, let your friend understand, hey, I'm on a tight budget. I can't go do all that. I only can get this right now, you know. Stop trying to show off in front of your friends. You know your pockets are broke. Stop it. Wait till you can afford. Or you can do something else. You can learn how to sew. I'm quite sure your grandma, your mama, somebody knows how to sew. Let them sit down and teach you how to sew. Make your own clothes. Material fabric is very cheap. Let them show you how to open up a pattern. Cut it out and make your own stuff. You'd be surprised what you can do. Show surprised me when Mom taught me how to sew. I didn't know I could do it, but I do it very well when I want to. So there's all kinds of avenues for you to improve on your fashion, the way you carry yourself, how you know, how you take care of yourself, how you wear your clothes, how you take care of your clothes. If you need clothes, you know, there's no excuse, not in this day and age, there's no excuse that you cannot learn how to know your, how to pick out what your style is, how to take care of yourself, how to carry yourself. It's too many things out there. So I can't, you know, if you're afraid to learn, that's a different story. You know, that's a whole nother thing. But if the opportunity is there, you know how to do it, you get on the computer. If I can get on Facebook and talk all day and chat and talk about people and be mean and messy, I can go on a website that shows me how, what my body type is and how to fit my clothes right. Okay? I mean, there's no excuse to not be able to find something that you look good in. And that goes for your coats, your jackets. Know which jacket style is for you. Every coat that comes out is not made for you, okay? Because it's a coat, quote unquote, doesn't mean all coats look right on you. And I learned that too. You know, oh, it's a cute coat. I'm going to buy it. I buy the coat and I look at it like, oh, gosh, this does not look good on me. And guess what? I'll hang it up in the closet or I'll give it to somebody I think looks nice in it. You know? You got to know who you are, what you are, who you are, and what looks good on you. And I say that all the time. What looks good on you? What is your style? You know, because everything does not look good on us. Everything that comes out does not look good on us. I get emails from Newport News all the time. And Newport News has some beautiful stuff, you know. But I look at those models. Those are tall, lanky women, okay? Yeah, they might have it in my size, but it don't necessarily mean that it's going to look cute on me when I buy it, you know? So you have to know what you, you know, you have to know what you look at something and you imagine yourself in it. You don't have it in front of you. You imagine yourself in it. And if you have any inkling or doubt that it will look good on you, don't buy it. Don't buy it. Find something else. But you have to take care of yourself. You have to carry yourself. Excuse me. In the way, no matter whether you're rich or poor, carry yourself accordingly. Keep your hair combed. Keep them raggedy, dirty, nasty, oily scarves off your head. Comb your hair. If you just take your hair and slick it to the back, that's fine. I see so many young girls walk around with their hair sticking all over their head, and it's not in the style, okay? I see girls who wear their hair wild on their head, and it's a style. But some of this is just that you got up out of the bed, off the couch, whatever you was doing, and you walked out the house. Take care of your hair. And if you don't want to do your own hair, get a wig. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't see nobody could give me an excuse right now. Really, you can't. On why you're not taking care of yourself and why you're not looking decent when you go out in the public's eye. You can't, I can't bring out the imagine, I'd have to bring out the imaginary violin on that. Excuse me, I had to get a little bit water in there. I'd have to bring out the imaginary violin on that because, I'm sorry, I just, now in this day and age, I cannot see because I love watching black and white movies. I like watching the movies back in the 50s and 60s. Now, if you notice back in the 50s and 60s, African Americans continue to always keep themselves looking decent with the clothes. Their parents, the mothers would stand up and iron their clothes. Make sure the dinginess is gone out of them, and they walk out the door pressed, and they were poor. So there's no excuse, and I'm quite sure we're more poor. They were more poor back then than we are. You know, if you can buy a video game, you can buy a Coach purse for $100, $180 like some of us do, you can buy you a nice outfit to match that Coach purse. I wouldn't pay that much for a purse, period, you know. Now, as long as they got designer-inspired ones, I'm not paying that much for a purse. I'm sorry. It's a purse, okay? Half the time we have these big, beautiful purses and not a dime in our pockets. I don't understand that, too. I don't understand you getting your nails done and your baby don't have no shoes. I don't understand you walking around with nice, weaved hair and your baby hair ain't been combed. Ain't permed or combed or nothing. Don't grasp that. That's a whole nother show. But get back to the ideal of you taking care of yourself. Don't look for a man. That's another one. Don't look for a man to buy your stuff for you. Buy your own stuff. Buy your own hair. Buy your own nails. Buy everything that's you. Buy it yourself. Don't depend on no man to do it. You know, I don't care if he is your boyfriend, your husband, whatever. Do it yourself. You know, because, you know, that's just me. You know, ain't nothing wrong with him buying it for you for a gift. That's fine. But don't make a habit of him every time you turn around, he's buying you all your clothes. I mean, you do what you want, but I just don't see the need for that. I know what I like, and I know what looks good on me, and I prefer me to buy my own stuff. I don't want nobody buying it for me. I prefer to buy it myself. So, now, let's recap real quick here. We talked about knowing your style, knowing your shape, knowing what looks good on you, know what type of shoes to wear. We talked about your weight. We talked about the stuff that you shouldn't wear, like some women should wear halters, them booty, those, whatever I call them, booty pants, them shorts. Don't wear them. Invest in a good girdle. It doesn't have to be a real expensive one, but invest in a good girdle if you're heavy. Sometimes some slim women like to wear girdles for some reason. I don't know why, but some of them like that. And then they show, if you notice all the commercials, whenever they show women in girdles, it's women who don't really need to wear a girdle, but they have them on. I don't understand that either.
Invest in a good bra, another thing. Another thing, never forget a good bra. I've seen women, and these are young girls, with, I know their breasts have to be up in the sizes G and H and I. I know it. The cup size has to be that high up. I mean, huge breast. Huge breast. And they're just like right before it hits. And I'm not making fun of them. I'm telling you what I see and how sad it is. And if I could afford for every woman who wanted it a breast reduction, and that's something I've kept in the back of my mind, I would get it for them because I know what it feels like to have all that extra meat and just, and I don't want to say meat, but extra weight on you, and how bad it is on your back and your spine. So I wish I could get those women and get them a breast reduction just to relieve the pain, and they'll see how different you feel when you have one because it has to do with self-esteem too. You know, more weight you gain, the more your breasts get bigger. And you have to watch out for that. You really do. You know, and it's hard to find decent bras for women with huge breasts. It costs more money because it takes more material for them to make it. So, you know, that's why it's so important for us to take care of ourselves, not only on the outside but in the inside, make us feel better, you know. Sometimes a good kind word or just a compliment can make you really, really, really feel good. And that's what we should be doing to each other instead of laughing at somebody who's not dressed like you. You know, all the privileged people, and even you privileged people, you guys don't look good in everything either. Let me break it down to you people who can afford all the Gucci and the Prada and all that. You guys don't look good in everything you put on either. You know, and I know some people say, this is my style, I wear whatever I want to, it's my money, I spend it. That's fine with me, if that's your choice. But I'm just saying, when you complain about a man not looking at you and you wonder why your girlfriend got all the boyfriends and you don't, maybe it's the way you dress and the way you carry yourself and the way you are has a lot to do with it. And I would start from the way I feel about myself first and foremost and let it reflect on my outside by the way I dress and take care of myself. That's important, too. Okay? You can't get me to understand any other way. I think those things are very, very important. Let's get some more music in here. Let's see. Let's play a little Maxi Priest, a little reggae.
Down, so emotional, gagging down, the more the distance meets the I never woman locked inside. With a former rivalry, I was scared. I think I was possessed. I just wanna be close to you. You are the things you want me to. I just wanna be close to you. Show you the way I feel. I feel love. Every time your body's next to mine, something deep inside of me wants to love you endlessly. When you touch, girl, you don't know how it makes me feel. I just can't believe it's real.
And some of the 30s. I think women were so, whether they were black, white, whatever color, they were so sophisticated. Why can't we bring that back? Why can't we bring back the elegant, even the simple woman? When she walked out that door, she looked like something. She looked like a million bucks, and her dress never even probably touched, you know what I'm saying, back then, $5 or $6. You know what I'm saying? That was big money back then. So if we could bring back that style or the way a woman felt about herself, no matter what she was going through, she smiled, she had her makeup on, she looked good, her hair was taken care of, no matter what, still, however she was feeling, whether it was during the Depression, even during the Depression, the women took care of themselves. According to what they show on television, the women took care of themselves. So why are we so different now? Why are we so preoccupied with everything else and not taking care of ourselves? We should come first, okay? And then you have to understand, you as a mother, especially when you have daughters, the way you carry yourself and the way that you take care of you, don't think your daughter's not watching you. And she starts at a very young age of looking how you take care of yourself and what you do. You need to know that she's watching you so that you won't make that, so that she won't make that same mistake if you're not doing what's right. So make sure you teach her how to take care of herself. Some women have never been taught how to take care of herself as far as her hygiene and all that. Well, if you have a good friend who does, let her teach her. You know what I'm saying? If you think you have problems with it, let her teach her. But let a girl know what's important. I mean, you don't want your daughter going to school and being ridiculed because her hair is not combed or her teeth are not brushed or she smells funny or her clothes are dirty. You want to take care of her. You want her to be able to take care of herself, so you want to teach her at a young age and how to take care of herself. That is so much, that's so important. You know, no matter what she says, what she wants to wear, if she's not buying it, she don't wear it. If she buys it and it's approval to you, let her wear it. But if it's something that she don't need to have on, like these little tiny short skirts these girls wear, if they bend over everything, you can see it. No. I don't care how pretty her little cute little shape is and all that. That's irrelevant. She needs to wear stuff that's not so revealing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said about the booty shorts. I don't care how cute her shape is. She got a big butt, wide hips, whatever. She still doesn't mean that it's appropriate for her to have her butt out, her butt cheeks out. I don't approve of that. And I really don't. Any mother who allows her daughter to walk around like that, to each his own, it wouldn't be my daughter. I just don't believe in that, you know. So you teach her how to present herself to the public or even present herself to a man. You know what I'm saying? You teach her that. Let her know how she should carry herself and how she should take care of herself and how she should wear her clothes. I mean, it's simple. It's not a hard thing. You don't have to go to college to learn how to carry yourself. You know, once you get, and you got young girls who go to college, and, you know, some of them don't think they're supposed to look a certain way when they go. You know, I'm just going to class. I can get up and go in my pajamas and my T-shirt. Still and all, don't do that either, because you're starting a pattern that is going to be hard for you to let go when it comes to you growing up and being a young lady. You know, I don't mind, and don't think I'm saying ban the pajama pants. I'm just saying when you're in public, they don't belong in public. I don't like to see a young lady with those pajama pants on. That's what I'm saying. I don't. Should I care about it? No, not really. But I think about how she should be presenting herself. Maybe I'm caring too much. Maybe I'm too concerned. But I just think, regardless, a woman should carry herself a certain way. And I think when it comes to clothing, when it comes to fashion, when it comes to your hair, when it comes to your nails, when it comes to your toes, even if you can't afford to get it done, I mean, cut them nice and neat, you know. You don't have to paint them. Put clear nail polish on them. But take care of them. You know what I'm saying? It goes for your feet the same way. You can do your own feet. You don't have to go to no beauty salon. and get your nails and feet done, do it at home. They have all kinds of stuff. They show it to you free on the Internet. If you can listen to me on the Internet, if you can surf the net, as they call it, they have all kinds of inexpensive ways to take care of yourself. So, really, there's no excuse. I know how to make soap. You know what I'm saying? I know how to make bubble bath. I know how to make soap. I know how to make those salts that you put in your tub. I know how to make that because you know why? It's on the Internet, free, printed out. So there's no excuse why we don't have what we have. There's no excuse. You cannot give it. You got stuff. You watch YouTube now. People go on YouTube and watch all that crazy stuff on YouTube. And on YouTube, they have a section called Expert Village. Has everything you need to know how to do everything. So there's no excuse. You cannot give me no excuse why you cannot take care of yourself. You can't tell me that. And I won't believe it. I won't believe it. If you want to know how to make, I tell you what, if you want to make some of your own soap, let me know. If you want your own soap, let me know. Email me. Sensible64@yahoo.com. Email me, and I'll make you a couple bars and send them to you. It's not hard to do. If you don't want me to make them, give you the ingredients to do it. I mean, it's not hard to do. All you have to do is buy the stuff to go, and the stuff that you buy is very inexpensive. So there's no excuse for young ladies, young women, young older women to look crazy, smell crazy, and not take care of themselves. There's no excuse. It's no excuse. You have to understand, we all have to, with women, the difference between men and women when it comes to hygiene, we have several extra steps that we need to take in order to maintain ourselves. And everybody knows what those are. It comes every month. Some come twice. Some come three times a month. Some don't come at all. You have to think about that, and you have to think about the ideal addition. Take care of your body. Take care of your body. Take care of your temple. It's yours. Nobody, it doesn't belong to anybody but you. Take care of it. And it's simple, easy, inexpensive. It is. A bar of soap. How much is a bar of soap? Oh, it's been up the economy, the recession, whatever they want to call it. Yeah, you might have to pay a little bit more for a bar of soap, but you can go to a dollar store and get them cheaper. You can go to everything's a buck store, only a buck store, and find a bar of soap for a dollar. Okay? You can wash your face. You can get some wipes and wash your face before you go in the store. I mean, there's no excuse. Keep them in your purse, you know. They have, Summer Eve have different types of washcloths that you can take with you, you know. Wash yourself up if you're not in a place where you can. There's no excuse. So you can't tell me, oh, I can't do this and I can't do that. I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. None whatsoever can you get me to believe that you cannot take care of yourself and you cannot keep yourself up and you can't find clothes that look decent on you because, you know, you got your certain way. You like your clothes and you can't find nothing and that's ugly. No, you need to wear what fits your body shape, okay? What looks good on everything does not look good on us. Everything that is made, sewn in any factory does not always look good on us. Just because it got a name brand on it doesn't mean it's for us, okay? Know that you can look good in a bargain, from a bargain purse. You can do it. You don't have to spend all that money on all this wild stuff and, you know, oh, I paid $100 for a pair of jeans or a pair of pants. I can't do it. I can do a lot with $100 because, you know why? Because I know how to shop. I can buy four or five outfits with $100. You know, hang them up in my closet, mix and match them with stuff that's already in my closet. Make more than those four outfits because I could turn those four outfits into 15 outfits, just by the way I mix and match myself. You can do the same thing. It goes with jewelry, too. You know, some people prefer, you know, the gold and platinum and all that. There's nothing wrong with that because that's, you know, they say women, diamonds are a girl's best friend. I don't agree with that, but I mean, to each his own when it comes to all that, because those are just decorations. You know, that's not of necessity. But looking decent, taking care of your body, making sure everything is working right, that's important, and that's mostly important. And please do not think that I sat here for an hour and a half to beat you up, you guys. I just want you women to know how important it is for you to carry yourself and take care of yourself. Not to act like you. When I say carry yourself, I'm not talking about walking around with your nose up in the air like you're better than everybody else and your shit, excuse me, don't stink. I'm talking about carry yourself in a very respectful manner is what I'm talking about. That ghetto stuff is getting old. It has been old, and we need to move on to something better. You can act sophisticated without acting snooty or uppity or better than everybody else, you know, because everybody's not privileged like you. You don't have to act that way, okay? Now, we talked about, we broke down everything, what my dislikes, my opinions on the way some people dress. We broke down everything as far as your style, your fashion, how you carry yourself, who you want looking at you, who you don't want looking at you, your wigs, your toes, your nails, all of that. We've talked about all of that, okay? Now, like I told you, we're going to go down my schedule for next week. Next week, I told you on my Thursday night show, let's start my Wednesday night show on 1000 Mics Cafe 2020, 1000mics.com Cafe 2020 is my channel's name. I come on Wednesdays at 6:30, okay? Then Thursday night, September 23rd, I come on, and we will be talking to Mayor candidate Jay Johnson. And we'll talk about the issues here in town, what's going on. You can also check out trendyshop.com. That's T-R-E-N-D-E-E-S-H-O-P, trendyshop.com. I have wigs, jewelry, clothing, all kinds of items, lingerie. You can check that out, see what you like on there. Let me know. Get my attention. Buy it. Make sure you send it to my PayPal account. If you don't send it to PayPal, my PayPal account, you don't get your item. Simply, you know. Take your time. Slowly but surely, I'm phasing some things out. I'm cutting prices, so go look. I've changed it up a little bit. To me, it's much easier for me to read it the way I have it now, and hopefully when you go on there, the customer sees it, it's much more easier. My upcoming book, The Secret Journal, just got finished. I have 5 reviewers looking at it now. Once I get their opinion on it, I'm going to really push it forward. That's coming up. I'm thinking about doing a release party. I haven't decided when I'm going to do that. So, as you can see, I am very, very busy. Oh, also October 23rd, here at the Martin Center in Alexandria, Louisiana, at 4 p.m., which is a Saturday, we're having a Fall into Fashion show. And I will be presenting my wig, some of my jewelry, and Miss Candy is the one who's sponsoring it. And she will be doing the clothes. She's got some beautiful, sophisticated, classy suits. And if you're close to us, if you want to visit us, you can come down. The tickets are $10. You can either call me, send me an email here, or you can call Candy. She's at 318-715-6059. You can catch me at 318-201-4394 if you want a ticket, interested, find out what we're doing here in town. Again, I want to thank you all for listening. I'm hoping I gave out some good information for you guys and something to think about. Take care of yourself. Know what you wear. Know your style. Take your style and move it the way you want to, but make sure it looks presentable to us, okay? Stay away from booty shorts. I want to say this has been Chocolate Lady 64, Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a great night, and see you next week. Bye-bye.